This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. peace negotiations with the Taliban have been called off by U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump acknowledged that there were supposed to be secret talks Sunday at Camp David with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. The decision was made after the insurgent group said that it was behind an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raises hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Storm Dorian made landfall over Nova Scotia Saturday evening as a post-tropical cyclone. Nova Scotia Power told the AP most Halifax customers were without power late Saturday. On Friday, Dorian made landfall. The governor said that at a news conference that it was a sobering event for many people who stayed behind.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.
The storm is forecast to pass over Newfoundland and Labrador Sunday.